to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Yeah, talk radio. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and all the rest of you. Welcome to an hour of the National Intel Report. Actually, it's the second hour. Jeff Bennett filling in for John today, who's out flat on his back. I guess flu symptoms or something horrible like that. You just finished up listening to Robbie and Bob Chapman for the last hour. Hope you found it of interest. I was wrapped up dealing with clients, last-minute preparations for the program, so I did not have the opportunity to listen. Chat room's open for those of you who care to join my chat room. It is open during the time that I'm on the air. Come on over to www.federalobserver.com. Click on the chat live link. Join the conversation. Interestingly enough, some of the conversation already is all about Scooter Libby. Well, it's jail time for him now. They're going to need a scooter pooper to clean out his stall, and you can make what you want out of that. Thanks for being here with us for the afternoon. I'll be holding over. I'll be here with the next 2 hours. And let's take a fast look at some market reports anyway. A lot of interesting news out there. Fine, big deal. Scooter Libby. Somebody has to be the fall guy for the Bush administration. They are hoping now the rest of the public and the press and whatever they call themselves will now look the other way and ignore what Bush, Cheney, and company are doing. There is some speculation now that Dick Cheney will either die or resign from office due to health problems now that they've found some clogs in his legs. Oh, whoop-de-doo, it just doesn't make a lot of difference. Well, let me see. Have you gone out and bought your lottery ticket yet? $370 million tonight are at stake in a 12-state lottery. And if you are one of the lucky winners, let me tell you what I'm going to suggest to you, that you pick up the phone, call 1-800-691-7898. If you win that $370 million, I expect to see you put 10% of it, $37 million, into gold and silver, right here with the Republic Trading Group. And not for my benefit, for yours. My goodness, you'll be able to start your own bank with that kind of stuff. Gee, what a novel concept, a bank with gold and silver. Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, is now seeking stronger mortgage regulation. Why? It's he and his cronies that have allowed it to get so sloppy to put so many people in harm's way to begin with. This, my friends, is the games they play. First, they let us all borrow ourselves to the hilt, and then they tell us what a terrible thing it is that we were allowed to do that. And they want to tighten it all up again. My goodness, what did I read? Something about the stock market having the biggest one-day gain all year? Oh, whoop-de-doo, up 157 points. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 12,207 points. Still a long way. They're still over 500 points down from where they were a couple of weeks ago. NASDAQ was up 45 points today, end of the day at 2385. S&P 500 up nearly 22 points to end the day about 5 points shy of 1,400. When we come back, we got a couple callers online. I'm going to take them here tonight. And let's get it on. So stay with us. I'll be back with you. I'm going to say it anyway on the flip side of this commercial break. Stand by. Be right with you.
Oh. Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, that would be good, except John's not in tonight. Jeff Bennett filling in for John right here on the National Intel Report. A lot of conversation going on in the chat room. A lot of it dealing with Libby and somebody saying, hey, the guy will never spend a day in jail because Bush and company will pardon him. My question is who's going to pardon Bush and Cheney when the day comes? I think Libby's been paid to shut up. Take your medicine. Don't worry. We'll get you out early. And just keep your mouth shut or you'll rot away in there. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm going to say I'll be sitting in for John for this second hour tonight, and I'll be carrying right over to the flip side in the next hour. After markets, metals, platinum down $22. Platinum up $22 today to end the day at $11.96 an ounce. Silver up 28 cents, currently at $12.91. And gold was up $13.80 today, at least in the after hours. We're currently holding at $647.20. Certainly, it's all a long way from where it was just a week and a half ago. But you know what? There has to be some sell-off. There has to be some profit-taking, folks. And it will take place. We got some things I'm going to do on the program tonight over the next couple of hours, including a piece by Ed Henry I want to share with you called Borrowing Our Way to Bankruptcy. However, before we do that, I'm going to do something that is rather unusual for me, but I know these guys or certainly know of them. We've got a couple of callers waiting online. Gary in Tennessee, are you still with us?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, sir, and yourself?
Well, I don't know. I got a problem, I think, probably several million other people on Social Security have got. And,
what's that?
Well, I got this little card through the mail with my last check. I've been totally on Social Security. It was about $800 and loose change, and then they decided they want to take Medicare and Medicaid out. Now I'm down to $700 cash, and I go to town. And every time I go to town, I come home, count my money, and over the past year, it's like month by month, it becomes less and less. And over the last 4 years, it's really become less. They tell me, congratulations, we give you a 3.5% increase based on, I guess, it's the Consumer Price Index.
Right, right.
And I think Bob Chapman hinted on maybe the real problem is there's two of them. There's one that's reported, and then there's the real one.
Yes, sir.
And now, the time I pay my telephone, power, and rent, and my food, and a little bit of clothing, there's nothing left. And I've got 60 days to write a letter to Social Security to basically contest that 3.5% figure. And I don't have a clue to where to go. I don't know whether to do the percentage increase on CPI from 2006 to 2007. I think we're talking about triple digit inflation here, but I can't find the numbers to back my argument. All I know is I count my change, I can back my argument.
Well, exactly, and that's one of the things that's always bothered me about their phony 3.5% stuff is that, great, they're granting us this lovely favor. We're getting a, quote, pay increase. Well, yeah, we get a pay increase, but they're taxing it. It's certainly that 3.5% does not really truly cover just the cost of living increase for things like gasoline or food if you discount everything else.
Yeah, that's so, what I spend all my money on.
Absolutely, and it's an absolute horrible joke. Now, I'm not quite sure, did they not supply you with some kind of an address where to respond with?
I got all that information, but if I don't come up with hard numbers, you know, I can't say, yeah, well, I believe it's this, I believe it's that. I've got to come up with a source, and I don't know where that source lies or exists.
I'll tell you one of the things you might be able to do, and I'm certainly not going to invite every listener out there to do this because I'll be with it. You've got our toll-free number for Republic Trading Group.
Yeah.
Why don't you call me at that number tomorrow? I may have access to the information you're looking for, and I'll be glad to share it with you.
It's a damn joke.
Well, sure it is. But believe it or not, I think the information I can get you, believe it or not, actually comes from a government website, and I don't think it necessarily correlates with the Social Security Administration.
Well, I know damn well it doesn't count.
That would be lots of fun. So if you want to give me a call tomorrow at 800-691-7898.
I'll do that.
When you get the voicemail,
give me that number again slowly. I'm hearing impaired, and I'm slow, and I'm old.
That's okay. Sometimes I'm speaking impaired. It's 1-800.
Yeah.
691.
691.
7898.
898.
And you'll get a voicemail. Just dial number one, and it'll get you right through to me. And let's see if I can help you get some answers.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And
you are welcome.
My prayers are with John. Hope that he gets feeling better and. RBN heals as well, and this terrible fight that's going on between the two networks ceases to exist. They got guests on both of them that I like to listen to,
and to me, I can't help but feel
I got this gut feeling. Can't prove it, but I got gut feeling there's black money behind this, and that's just all I'm going to say.
No, I don't think too many folks will disagree with you.
All right. Thank you, and
all
have
right.
a good evening. And
Gary, I'll talk
show.
To you tomorrow. Thank you much. Bud.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Hey, is Fred in Philly still with us?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Fred, yourself?
Okay. I got practical question. Where do you go to get metals prices? I'm talking about not just gold, silver, but and palladium, but prices like rhodium, rhenium, iridium, ruthenium, cobalt?
Let me take a fast look here. A good number of them. There's a website that we use a lot called thebulliondesk.com. They've got some of them. They don't have all of them. I'm sure there's places you can get all of them. I guess the COMEX is one place, I'm over at bulliondesk.com right now. They're showing, of course, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, iridium, ruthenium, osmium. Those are the chief ones that they show. And
because I think that you're going to have a rise in them. It may not be as fast as has happened when there was stronger economic growth, but I think that it will continue because people want to get out of these worthless paper assets.
I agree. I think one of the biggest problems, just to share with you, rhodium itself closed at $6,000 an ounce today.
Yeah, it soared in the last 2.5 years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has, very much so. I think the lowest one of those was osmium at $400 an ounce today.
But, how much did you say the rhodium was?
Rhodium at $6,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Up $50 today.
Mm-hmm.
No. And I'm not telling people not to get into it by any stretch of the imagination. Those are the kind of things that take on a whole different mindset. I mean, things like gold and silver are really designed as a wealth preservation. Not that these things can't, but these are really looked upon more from a true investor's type standpoint.
Yeah.
You expect to spend $6,000 and cash it in when it hits 12.
Yeah.
That's a different mentality.
Yeah, it is. Jeff, what is your attitude about, I have a favorable attitude, but what is your attitude about investment clubs, and will Republic Trading Group take them on as clients? I'm thinking about starting one.
Well, there's no reason why we wouldn't take them on as clients. To us, I mean, I've had groups of people come to me before, not as an investment club, but I've had groups that have kind of pooled their resources, and somewhere between 5 and 10 people have said, okay, this is the amount we've got to put in, what can we do? And I do it, and we ship it out. We ship it to one party, and then they distribute it equally based upon what each one purchased. So that kind of thing has been done before. I've known people that have been very, very successful in investment clubs, but I'll talk about it from the standpoint of the standard paper or stock markets. And what I'm about to say is going to really take some of our listeners by surprise. I'm not against the paper investments. I just don't believe in putting all of our money in it. But here's the kicker. Don't ever follow the advice of a stockbroker, because I guarantee you'll lose every time. They're paid to sell you a certain product. They're getting spiffed. They're getting finder's fees for getting you into certain products. Absolutely no differently than a doctor is getting paid by the pharmaceuticals to guide you into a certain drug and to give you a prescription for a particular medicine. If people will do their own research, years ago I used to subscribe to a thing called the Red Chip Review. Back then the Internet was relatively non-existent. It was new. It really hadn't gone very far yet, and I had to do a hardline subscription, and every week I'd get mailings, but they capped at 700 small cap stocks, and I learned how to read those and how to study them. And every single investment I made on behalf of my children, and at one point in time myself and my wife, I did very well with. But everything my broker at that time suggested I buy took me in the hole almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some good things, but everybody in an investment group or club has got to come together with a philosophy that they're going to understand what P&Es are and how to read them and realize that it takes a lot less inertia for a $2 stock to become worth $4 than it does for a $20 stock to become worth $40.
Yeah, and the use of a club cuts risks and it cuts costs. And
it may well be.
And All the reference books that I've said agree with what you just said about the philosophy should be the same among the investors.
Absolutely.
And you know, investment.
Hey,
is
sit tight for a sec, Fred. I've got some music. Can you stay with me till after the break? We will be back. Stay with us, folks. See you in a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Yeah, I like a little bit of driving blues. Good stuff. It's the kind of music you need to have when you're coming back from a break. The uplifting stuff. Welcome back to the Intel Report, National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett here, sitting in for John. Before we get back to our caller, Fred, I had a message in the chat room that was specifically meant for Gary in Tennessee. Gary, if you're still out there listening, it's one of the things we can talk about tomorrow. Gringo says that any vet, and I don't know if Gary was a vet in World War II or Korea or whatever, Vietnam, he says any vet that served during wartime is eligible for VA supplemental check to boost their Social Security payment up to $1,200 a month. My friend says he helped some vets who were receiving $300 a month Social Security, and they had to get some, do a little bit of paperwork, but they were able to get somewhat more money out of the deal. So, Gringo, if you're out there tonight, shoot me an email. Let me know where I can get a hold of you. You may have to fill me in with some more information, and we'll try to share this information with folks. Let's get back to our caller. Fred, are you still with us?
We were talking about the fact that investing, not passive savings, is essential these days.
Absolutely.
I realize that, like Gary and anybody else, just like you have to be computer literate and not just be able to read. So
it's a big problem.
Yeah, and so we have to basically do more than save, because the dollar is on a path downward. It could be steady at times, or it could be sudden, the decline in the dollar. And I believe that we have to pool our resources, I think, to, come out ahead. And I'd like to start an investment club.
Well, have you got some people in the area that you know that you would trust to sit down and at least discuss that option with, or what?
I'm just beginning the process. There's at least one or two. There are some in the area. There is also this NAIC organization in Michigan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they stress stocks. So that's
that's a problem. I think that, you know, there are certainly some of those that are worth looking at. We've got to find those that are going to be somewhat recession or depression proof. And believe me, not all stocks lost their rear ends in 1929 when the market crashed.
Right.
But this is what we've been led to believe. Exactly.
Bankers Trust went up during the 30s.
Absolutely. So there are businesses that can do well. It's just a matter of finding people of a like mind, and that you can all, come up with some articles of agreement, per se, philosophically speaking. So I do wish you luck with it. It'll be interesting.
I'm
going to be talking to my sister-in-law in a couple of days. You might want to check with me maybe later in the week, because she's been involved with an investment club and has actually done quite well. I'll ask her about it and pass that information on to you.
Yeah, I also want to just say that the fact that you have just the mismanagement in government, the fact that you have excessive government spending, is automatically going to lead to a decline in the currency. This has really been basically a given any time in history that you've had that. So there's so many reasons that you can't really go with the dollar.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Well, I thank you for the call, Fred. I've got some other callers standing by. Stay with us, and hope I'll talk to you soon. All right, that was Fred in Philly. I guess we've got Jeff in Vermont. Been a long time since I've spoken with you. Jeff, how are you tonight?
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing well. What's going on your way? Are you staying warm? That's the first question.
It's about negative 30 here, but I got a fire going, and I got oil heat, so it's pretty toasty in my house. I had a conversation with this guy today on the radio. His name is Peter Schiff. He worked for Lehman Brothers in New York City.
Sure.
And he's promoting a book, and he was on the radio, and I had a conversation with him, and this is pretty much mainstream radio, and he's got this doomsday scenario about the dollar in the next 3 years that would make Alex Jones' doomsday scenario look menial.
Wow.
You know, I mean, okay. He said that people should start investing their money into euros or gold or silver, because the reason is the dollar is so inflated that China has actually warehouses full of American dollars, which they can't spend. And if they do spend, it's going to destroy the economy of the United States. And the reason being is because our economy is he put the scenario like a farm. He goes, if you have a farm, you're pretty much self-sufficient, and whatever you manufacture on your farm, you take the money back and you buy what you need. But the United States has no manufacturing left whatsoever. So what they're doing is they're consuming everything and not manufacturing anything, and that's the total reverse of product. That to need your currency to stay afloat, you need to manufacture goods, and the and the United States is just not manufacturing those goods. So he said it's a doomsday scenario that he goes, it's going to happen, and he's been reiterating what you've been saying for years now. You know, I mean, it just seems kind of weird that now the mainstream media is saying what you guys have been saying all along.
I don't think that's all that uncommon. I've watched this. I've been doing this now for, I guess, about 12 years, and I continue to see this, that about a year to 2 years, sometimes 5 years later, they start regurgitating what we've been telling people for years, and they thought we were nuts. Stay with us if you can, Jeff. We're going to go for a brief break, and we will be back right here on the National Intel Hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And we're back. Jeff Bennett filling in for John Statmiller, National Intel Report. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday evening for some of you. A couple of quick announcements. Don't forget this coming weekend for the majority of the country, something highly unusual. We'll be entering daylight savings time this coming weekend. Some of you may need to do some checking on your computers, which will automatically make the adjustment in many instances about 3 weeks later. So you're going to have to manually go in and do it. Don't kid yourself. I've got the same problem. The other thing for you to consider is some ongoing changes going on at RBN and still problems with the web addresses, etc. I want you to write this down and not forget it. RepublicBroadcasting.org. That is RepublicBroadcasting.org. You want to start using that URL to get to the RBN Live websites, various sites that we have. And enough said. Anyway, let's go back to Jeff in Vermont. If he's still with us.
Yes, actually I am.
Go ahead, bud.
I just thought it was kind of interesting to listen to Peter Schiff. And I think he might even go on your show. He is promoting a book, and I think you'd probably, you know, like to hear what he says. I mean, I don't consider him as much as knowledge as the international forecaster, but, you know, it was just interesting to hear what, a Wall Street person is saying about our economy. It kind of frightens me that it's coming out and you know, be prepared. Diversify your portfolios. Don't invest in dollars, you know, and I'm not sure if they're trying to cover themselves by saying this, but I mean, it's kind of like a doomsday scenario for the dollar.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting. I certainly would never have qualms about interviewing somebody like him, even though his philosophy may be born of a different mindset. I think it's the one problem that we in this so-called conservative radio movement, I don't know what we are anymore. Now they call us liberals, you know that.
Yeah.
And but let's just call it those of us in the so-called patriot broadcasting type venue. I don't want to fall into the same habits that the mainstream does. You know, the only time that they want to interview someone who is of a different mindset, they want to destroy him. They want to belittle him. It seems to me that is foolish. It doesn't serve any purpose other than entertainment value. I mean, Peter may come into this and 50% of what he says I may not agree with, but you know what? That doesn't stop a dialogue. That should not stop people sharing and having some banter back and forth. We don't convert people to our way of thinking by yelling and screaming at them.
Exactly.
And yet there's far too much of that that goes on, and it is frustrating. So that's very interesting. I'm going to make a note of that and see if I can figure out how to get a hold of him, and might be worth bringing him up.
And I just want to mention two things that Vermont's done. 11 of our towns at town meeting voted for a resolution to impeach George Bush. I don't know how much influence that would have, but the same towns voted for a new investigation on 9/11. So, I mean, we're doing what we can up here to, strike at the tree. But, I mean, it's just hard. I'm not sure what our delegation of a representative in Congress or Senate is going to do. But, I mean, they know that people know, you know, and that's all we can do is just advocate, you know, doing what you can in your time that you have on this earth and try to defeat what these powers are and try to...
It's a healthy attitude, Jeff. I like that because it's one that, you know, I've said for years, so many people sit back and say, oh, well, you can't fight City Hall or big government, whatever. And no, they're absolutely right. You can't if all you're doing is sitting here with your, you know, your fingers in your ears. It doesn't matter what the battle is. If it's a little battle that's local, if it's a larger battle, you've got to choose your battle and get involved with something. I remember probably a year ago taking a call from right here on this, on this network from somebody who just says, boy, I sure love you guys. I listen 12, 14 hours a day. And my thought was, why? Now, we're thankful to have listeners, but wait a minute. Get a life. I mean, listen for 4 hours a day or listen to repeats late if you don't ever want to sleep. But take 8 hours a day and get off your dead assets and go do something with it. Make some positive change in your own community. And probably 4 or 5 months ago, somebody called up when I was, I think, guest hosting for John and brought up the thing about, well, you know, who's going to be our leaders and this, that. They said, well, wait a minute. You have to start by being a leader in your own home.
Yeah.
And then from your home, you go to your block and then your village or your town or whatever. That's how it's got to start. Stop looking at some guy who just happens to be holding a rifle or a microphone to be your leader. Every one of us is a leader. And if you want to get biblical, we can take it that far, too. It's that simple. But I think far too many people in this country are waiting for someone else to do it. So I do applaud you for being involved in the things within your community you are, Jeff. Thank you.
You have to be. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
Interesting. It's as most of you know, by the way, our chat room is got quite an interesting realm of conversations going on tonight. Come on over and find me at www.federalobserver.com and join the chat room. It'll be open for the next hour and a half or so as I'm on the air. But glad to have all the callers, Gary, Fred, Jeff, and it's going to kind of shorten up some of the areas I wanted to go tonight. But you know what? That's okay. We do an awful lot of stuff. There's some interesting columns out there. Ed Henry writing over at News with Views. I'm going to blank now. I can't think of the name of the website. I'm having one of those days if you haven't figured that one out. But Ed Henry has always been one of my favorite writers. He writes for Ether Zone. His most recent column is entitled Borrowing Our Way to Bankruptcy. And I don't think I need to spend a lot of time on it because I think most of us are pretty familiar with exactly what's meant. That is what not only we as a people have done by borrowing against the value in our homes to pay off credit card debt, but then we foolishly ratchet up the credit card debt once again. And this is absolutely no different than what our government has done. For those of you who may not be aware of it, during the month of February, which was over just days ago, the U.S. Treasury's Bureau of Public Debt carried out 19, I love the term, auctions. They raised $408.5 billion by selling treasuries. In February, the national debt went up $70.5 billion. Of that amount, $65.2 billion came from borrowing from investors under contracts. In other words, those who bought the treasuries. But get this, $5.3 billion came from entitlements, Social Security and Medicare. Those produced some so-called surpluses. The government took it, they spent it elsewhere, and they awarded us more debt. Isn't that nice? We give them extra entitlement money, which they, of course, think they're entitled to, and they give us dollar-for-dollar debt in return. It's a miraculous scam, ladies and gentlemen. I recommend you go to etherzone.com. It's called Borrowing to Bankruptcy. I've modified the name a little bit because it makes more sense, Borrowing Our Way to Bankruptcy. Ron Paul today, in his latest column, The Coming Entitlement Meltdown. He talks about David Walker, Comptroller General at the Government Accountability Office, appeared on the show 60 Minutes the other night to discuss the federal budget outlook. He said if you saw the show, you know he painted a very sobering picture regarding the federal government's ability to meet its future obligations. If you didn't see the show, Walker's theme was simple. Government entitlement spending is like a runaway freight train headed straight at American taxpayers. He, of course, singled out the aforementioned Medicare prescription drug bill passed by Congress at the end of '03 as probably the most fiscally irresponsible piece of legislation since the 1960s. When it comes to Social Security and Medicare, Paul continues, the federal government simply won't be able to keep its promises in the future. That is the reality every American must get used to, despite the grand promises of Washington reformers. Our entitlement system cannot be reformed. It's too late. And the Medicare prescription drug bill was the final nail in the coffin. I'm giving you some quick editing, because I think it gets to the point. I used to do that a lot years ago. That's not necessarily always needed to share an entire column to get the point across. Coming up next hour, however, we're going to do some pretty in-depth discussion of a particular issue. And right this minute, it's not in front of me, so I can't even tell you what it is. Oh, it's somewhat economically based, but it also has to do with something called the illegal invasion of America, ladies and gentlemen. Gringo asked me, why would anyone want to refinance their home to pay an unsecured credit card debt? I'd rather let the credit card companies have unsecured debt and just not pay it. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, very well known. How many of you know what today is, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, it's March the 6th. Yeah, that's right. It is March the 6th. And tomorrow's March the 7th. And yesterday was March the 5th. But today is a very special day. It's a very special day that rips my guts out for a lot of reasons. A lot of you listeners live in Texas. And you should know the answer to that question without my even having to ask it. On this day, in 1836, the Alamo fell. For more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of over 4,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of that mission fort knew they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live. And yet they chose to fight and to die. How foolish they must look to this generation of
spoiled Americans. It is difficult to recall that stout-hearted men such as Davy Crockett, a nationally known frontiersman and former congressman, Will Travis, only 23 years of age with a little baby at home, and Jim Bowie, a wealthy landowner with properties on both sides of the Rio Grande. It's pretty tough to even realize that they really existed. You see, my friends, these were real men with real dreams and real desires. Real blood flowed through their veins. They loved their families. They enjoyed life as much as any of us. And yet there was something different about them. They possessed, and this is a challenge I share with you, they possessed a commitment to liberty that transcended personal safety and comfort. You know, liberty is an easy word to say, but it's a hard word to live up to. Freedom has little to do with financial gain or personal pleasure. Accompanying freedom is her constant and unattractive companion, responsibility. And neither is she an only child. Patriotism and morality are her sisters. They are inseparable, my friends. Destroy one and all will die. Early in the siege, Travis wrote these words to the people of Texas. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion, otherwise the garrison are to be put to the sword. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat. Victory or death. P.S. The Lord is on our side. And as you hear those words, my friends, remember that Travis and the others did not have the ACLU and PETA and People for the Un-American Way and the National Education Association telling them how intolerant and narrow-minded their notions of honor and patriotism were. The hostile media did not constantly castigate them as a bunch of wild-eyed extremists. As school children, they were not taught that their forefathers were nothing more than racist jerks. The brave men at the Alamo labored under the belief that America and Texas really was the land of the free and the home of the brave. They believed God was on their side and that the freedom of future generations depended upon their courage and resolve. They further believed their posterity would remember their sacrifice as an act of love and devotion. But it all looks quite pale now. By today's standards, the gallant men of the Alamo appear rather foolish. After all, they had no chance of winning. However, the call for a pragmatism and practicality was never sounded. Instead, they answered the clarion call, victory or death. Try to think back to those things you learned as a youth. Try to remember the heroes of the Alamo as you watch our gutless, feckless political and religious leaders surrender to compromise and political correctness. Try to recall the time in this country when ordinary men and women had the courage of their convictions and were willing to sacrifice their lives for freedom and independence. One thing is certain, my friends, those courageous champions at the Alamo did not die for a political party or for some lesser of two evils mantra. They fought and died for a principle, and that principle was liberty and independence. And so did the men at Lexington and Concord. That is our heritage. And yet today our national leaders are in the process of turning America over to the very forces that the Alamo defenders gave their lives resisting on second thought. Did they look foolish? Or do we? Chuck Baldwin, this date, March 6, 2007. It is a powerful piece to think of and to read and to listen on. It's all over the internet. I never had an opportunity to get it up on the Federal Observer today. I've had other things keeping me going. I like finding strongly well-written historical pieces about what our history was, what the meaning, what the heritage of this country was. The heritage still remains.
There's few of us that can remember it. It's much to think about. Some years ago, I did a series on that very issue. And on the Alamo. And it was a one-hour piece. It actually went on slightly over an hour. It's amazing to me the audience, as strong of an audience as I had at that time, never quite understood it. They never understood. They thought I was just doing a recap of a movie. That was never it. That was never what it was meant to be. Because you got down to the end and you realized each and every one of those people knew they were going to die. They had an option. They could have walked out and they could have gone home. And they could have left with their wives and their kids and they could have gone home and lived a very comfortable, quiet life. They gave up their life. They stood their ground for something called freedom, liberty, and independence. What have you done today? I'll be back in a few moments.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
It almost sounds like a little bit of money or music from the movie Grease, but I don't think it is. Oh, it's kind of an interesting situation. Dick Cheney got his wheels greased today. Scooter Libby is off to spend the next few years behind bars. They ought to die behind bars. Or Junior will give him a presidential pardon the night before he gets let off the hook. Or gets out of office, whatever you want to call it. Chat room's been an interesting conversation tonight. A lot of it talked about economic issues, gold and silver. And it began to segue as we moved along. It's becoming quite interesting. We've got a very mature audience in this chat room. Ostiemann, Gill in Germany. Yeah, that's right. We've got listeners and participants from outside of this country, ladies and gentlemen. Matt is in the room. Goldfinger, my good friend Gringo, American expatriate, used to live in Phoenix, now lives south of the border down Mexico way. H.L. Mencken's in the room. Jommer, Just a Kook, Mule Train, Nevada Ace 13, Nuevo, Raven Terminus, and my good friend Warhawk. During the next hour, that size of that room will probably double, but then it's not Monday, it is Tuesday. But I'll be returning in just a few moments with the flip side, and we're going to discuss some economic issues. Very interesting analogy that deals with this little thing we call illegal immigration. Close the immigration vault with employer enforcement. You see, in this country, we've attacked the issue from the wrong direction. We're raiding these companies, and we're picking up the illegals and deporting them or incarcerating them instead of arresting the owners of the businesses that are hiring them knowingly. So we're going to spend a good portion of the next hour discussing that issue. And I hope you'll keep our number down. And during the latter portion of the next hour, I hope you'll participate in the program by calling us at 1-800-313-9443. But we'll do that during the last half hour of the next hour as I host the flip side. It's been good to sit in for John. Do take advantage of the offering that Robbie put out about an hour ago when he was on with Bob Chapman. Some fantastic offers. For those of you who've been wanting some great certified gold offers, PCGS, NGC certified pieces, Mint State 66, St. Gaudens, we've got 65s available. You're going to be hard-pressed to beat the prices that we are going to put together here for you at RBN and Republic Trading Group. So do give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. If certified slab gold is not your bailiwick and you want to move in a different direction, you give Robbie and I a call. Our phones are working again, or they seem to be. So if you call 1-800-691-7898, you get the voicemail, dial 2 for Robbie Noel, dial 1 for myself, Jeffrey Bennett. And if you want to discuss your IRA, doing some conversions of your IRA, getting some precious metals into it, then dial extension 3. You'll still get a hold of me. And but IRAs are a little bit more difficult because typically I'll take your name and a phone number. We'll set up a time to address your specific issue. So I hope you'll do that. And I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to take a run down the hallway to the library. So this way we can pick up about 3-4 minutes for the music. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Other than that, hey, if you got to go, thanks for being with me this hour. See you here in a few minutes. Take home.